and got down by the steps to the tank. And with his mouth touching the surface of the water, he's drinking. He began to drink. The very idea of Madhvacharya just came, rushed to his mind. Madhvacharya, my great guru, told that the bull will explain all these writings he has left. So this man, he is imitating the bull to drink water by the mouth, not by hand. He may be that bull. In his next birth, he has come. But bull's tendency is still remnant there. The suggestion came to his brain. And he asked his disciple, please fetch the man to me. And he was taken to him and began to talk with him in his mind whether he can convert him to become his disciple. Then the great gurus, Bhavishyatvani, prophecy, prediction would come to true. Then gradually that soldier, he came towards conversion. And he was Jayatirtha, the great scholar and exponent of the Madhva school. He was so much famous that after he passed away, then the scholars of the Madhva school, they used to assemble in the day of his departure. All the acharya and the scholars of the Madhva school must join. And so familiar and so famous he was. And so his contribution to this Madhya school was of such great value that every scholar, if any scholar is absent to join, absent in the assembly, then they took it as certain that he is no more. He is no more, he is dead. Otherwise he must have joined this meeting. Such was the whole in the Madhya Sampradaya. That Jayatirtha has been Jayatirtha, the bull. His will and his selected instrument, Mukam Karuti Bhachalam, Pum Pum Langa, not the credit of anyone else. Mukam Karuti Bhachalam. Pungung Langhayati Green, Yatkiba, Tamahangamandi. It is such. His will. His will. It is more beautiful. More beautiful to see that a small man can give delivery of a great deep work. It is his beauty. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Satya Sankalpa. What he wants to do, that is done. None can oppose. That is absolute. His thought is absolute. His word is not a word. Everything is absolute. Every part of the absolute is absolute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari. That is the characteristic of the infinite or absolute reactor. Everything connecting with zero is zero, zero. Zero minus zero, zero plus zero, zero into zero, zero divided by zero, all zero. So in the case of infinite, we have to take like that. That analogy about infinite. And what to speak of, we are told that Ananta is the bed where the Lord takes his rest. So infinite is the basis on which the Lord had his existence. That is the basis. To Arjuna, in Panchabhava, our conception is nothing. To Arjuna, he says, Athava bahunaiteno kingateno tavarjuna, vishthak bhavidam krishnam ekanseno sthitu yagat. Whatever you can think, whatever may be its limit, that forms only my one part. It is in my one part. Whatever infinite conception you may have, that only, a part of me. In nutshell, you know this. What am I? In very concise form, I say to you, that whatever you can think, whatever you can believe, that forms my one negligent part. In Maya's essay I read in young age, everywhere there is center and nowhere circumference. The conception of infinity has given in a peculiar way. This every center is everywhere there is center and nowhere circumference. That will help us to think about infinity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. The three aspects, Sat, Chit, Ananda, all infinite. No limit of existence, no limit of knowledge, no limit of love. Sarthakata. Still, though infinite everything, but the strata is there. The limit. Anandam we find limited there. To us we have infinitesimal. So to us everything is limited. But the ananda, the gyan, the knowledge, the ecstasy, the existence, all to us is limited. Infinite is to us finite. So we have such a position, detached from the real thinking. From the zone of real thinking, we are driven away. We are driven away. To the realm of Maya, and we are forced to have conception of only limitation in every aspect. Though we find there is no limit, the limit of the jurisdiction of the sight, but after the jurisdiction then again there is. So we are everything. The limit and the unlimited also we find relatively. Still we are given with limited capacity. And limit in the unlimited we are. But we are asked that at least through your faith you try to keep connection with the infinite. It is not possible by your physical body or even by your intelligence or knowledge. But by faith you can make yourself more extensive. You may have acquaintance with more and more substances. Faith is the within you. That is this most extensive plane where you can connect with you. But other things, even knowledge, inference, everything is within limitation. What to speak of the physical senses? Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Dayan, 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 day